Welcome to Parak Beis of Sefer Daniel. When is this Parak happening? So this is the second year after Churban Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi on the first Pasuk. Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. Some of these dreams are going to be famous. What happens here is a disturbing dream, and he forgets what the dream is. But he knows it's disturbing. He calls in the custom, whether that means Babylonians, which is the standard meaning, or it means demon workers, the Rasadigon says. They are trying to interpret it, but he senses they're just buying time when they ask the king what the dream is, and therefore finish. They don't manage to do this. The king therefore says the Babylonian Chacham and the sages, they need to be killed, which puts Daniel and his friends in big danger, because again, they're now going to be asked. Daniel requests extra time, not from the king, but from Arioch, who's the king's official. And he says to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, daven with me that we're going to find this vision. We're going to understand what the king's dream is. Otherwise, we're in deep trouble, mortal danger. Daniel has a vision that night with the dream and the interpretation. He thanks Hashem. He goes to Arioch. And then the king saying, and this is very courageous. If you remember, Yosef did the same in Parshas Miketz when he has to interpret Paro's dream, he admits it's from Hashem. He says to Nebuchadnezzar, he tells him the dream, and he says it's because Hashem told me. What is the dream? So it's a large statue. It's struck by stone. It's crumbling. The copper, the iron and silver and gold together. The victorious stone becomes this massive mountain. And Daniel says that, you know what, these are going to be four kingdoms. They're going to come after Nebuchadnezzar. We've got Paras, the Persians, Madai, the Medes, the Greeks, the Romans. And the final destruction of all these materials is the Geula, is Hashem destroying all of them. Nebuchadnezzar realized that he's correct. Daniel is correct. Why? Either because the dream wasn't totally forgotten, he was just testing the interpreters, or because a dream which is true leaves an impact. Or that's the Ralbag, or the Ibn Ezra says that the other one, which is he pretended to forget the dream. Nebuchadnezzar, he praises Daniel, he declares to Hashem, he says, Hashem is the true God. Now we're going to see this quite a lot. You know, the impact or the impulse of interpreting a dream, although of course Nebuchadnezzar doesn't do tshuva and become a tzaddik, but nevertheless, he promotes Daniel to chief of the sages and national ruler. And he makes sure that his three friends receive important posts, and he gives Daniel gifts. It's a nice end to what was quite a dangerous parak for Daniel. That's parak bay.